Makshirin chapter 2, Mishnah 1. So now this Mishnah is going to go into that not all kinds of liquids can render food susceptible to impurity, even if the owner wants the liquids, he desires the liquids. Nevertheless, they're not considered liquid. So says the Mishnah, Zayas Batim, the dripping of houses, Boros, Shichin, Umaros, cisterns, trenches, or caverns. And what this is the moisture that sometimes collects, especially like on underground kind of cisterns on the walls, the moisture that collects there is tahira, is ritually pure, that it can't render food insusceptible. And the reason is that it's not considered a liquid. It's too insubstantial to be considered a liquid. And therefore, even if it touches other food, it can't render that food susceptible to impurity. Zayasa Adam, the sweat of a person, tahira, is also pure, doesn't render food insusceptible. Shasa mam tmam vahezia, if a person drank impure water and he sweated, right, so he drinks hot impure water and immediately starts to sweat after that, zaysa tohere, so his sweat is still pure, the sweat that the sweat derives from his own body in this case. It's considered normal sweat, basically, says the Mishnah. But contrast that with the next case, which is Borba Mayim, that if a person enters through water, Shu'uvim, which is Mayim Shu'uvim, it's drawn water, meaning that it's water which didn't collect there naturally. It was put there, you know, through a process. Vahezia, and then the person sweats and it's hot water. So he passes through hot, drawn water and he sweats. So now in this case, Zaiso Tma, the sweat is considered impure. And the reason it's considered impure now is that it's considered as if it's like derives from the water that he passed through. Not that the sweat now came out of his body, but the sweat is considered from the water. And since it's from the water, it shares the water's status and therefore can cause a food to become impure. It is considered a liquid. Brings over on the card here, this only applies to drawn water, but if a person passes through connected water unintentionally, the sweat does not render susceptible because even after it's disconnected, it didn't happen by his will. That's the end of the Kahati over there, brings that point. Carries on the Mishnah, Nistapeg v'achakach hezia, if he dries himself, he wipes his body dry, and then afterwards he sweats. So when he passes through the drawn water, that's hot drawn water, and he sweats, so he dries himself off, and then because he's still hot, obviously, so he'll sweat again. So in this case, zeso tohera, in this case, his sweat will be considered pure again, like normal human sweat, because it doesn't come from the water over here, but this time the sweat comes from his own body because he dried himself off after he passed through the water. And therefore this kind of sweat is normal human sweat, which is pure. It cannot make food impure, susceptible to impurity.